My name is Mike Mickelson, and I'm from Cordova, Alaska. You're tuned in to KRFF, 89.1 FM, Fairbanks.
NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Three Russian opposition figures released in this week's major prisoner swap say they intend to continue their political activity abroad. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports they say they wish a deal could have come sooner and save the life of Alexei Navalny.
Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Vladimir Karamurza says before he was released, he refused to sign a paper admitting guilt and requesting mercy from President Vladimir Putin.
Because I don't consider Mr. Putin to be a legitimate president of my country. I consider him to be a dictator, a usurper, and a murderer. And I'm not going to sign any petitions for mercy to him.
He tells reporters in Bonn that Germany's chancellor saved lives by agreeing to return to Russia a convicted hitman. The deal took many months of negotiations, and there were hopes that Navalny would be part of it. Karamurza says Putin is personally responsible for Navalny's death this year in an Arctic prison colony. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The federal election interference case against former President Donald Trump is now back in the hands of a judge in Washington, D.C. NPR's Carrie Johnson has more.
Last month, a conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court granted Trump near total immunity from prosecution for official acts in the White House. It's now up to Judge Chutkan to determine how much of the four-count felony indictment against Trump will survive. The judge will have to evaluate whether Trump was acting as president or as an office seeker when he allegedly tried to overturn the results of the 2020 election. Any decision she makes could be appealed all the way back to the Supreme Court. That means there will be no trial before the November election. If Trump wins a second term, he could order the Justice Department to dismiss the federal case or attempt to pardon himself. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The U.S. added just 114,000 jobs in July, far less than economists were expecting. It's a drop from the 179,000 jobs created in June. Gus Fauché is the chief economist at PNC Financial.
We have seen a slowing in job growth over the course of 2024. I think this is due to the lagged impact of higher interest rates that we've seen in the U.S. economy over the past few years.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate rose to 4.3%, and it's risen 4 months in a row. And average hourly earnings, a closely watched inflation barometer, increased 0.2% for the month and 3.6% from a year ago. Both were lower than forecasts. Wall Street pulled up off earlier lows, but still was lower just before the close. The Dow down 610 points, NASDAQ down 417, that's down 2.4%. The S&P 500 down 100 points, that's down 1.8%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Justice Department is suing TikTok for allegedly violating children's privacy laws by collecting their data. The DOJ says the video app gathered personal information from users under the age of 13 without their parents' permission and failed to stop them from having accounts, violating the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. It's the latest in the clash between the government and TikTok, which claims to have some 170 million users in the United States. A federal appeals court has overturned decades of precedent in how the Voting Rights Act has been applied in three southern states. As NPR's Anzilo Wong reports, the court's ruling is part of a Texas redistricting case involving Black and Latino voters.
For close to four decades, the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has recognized that the Federal Voting Rights Act allows voting districts that give Latino voters and Black voters who do not identify as Latino a realistic opportunity to elect their preferred candidates when those groups share common interests and can form coalitions. But now the full Fifth Circuit has issued a ruling that overturns that precedent in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The decision comes out of a legal fight over a map of local voting districts for the Galveston County Commissioner's Court. Unless the U.S. Supreme Court weighs in and strikes down the ruling, it will likely weaken the ability of many Black and Latino voters to elect their preferred candidates at all levels of government in those three southern states. Anzilo Wong, NPR News.
And on Wall Street, just before the close, the Dow was down 610 points. That's down 1.5%. The NASDAQ down 417 points. That's down 2.4%. S&P 500 down 100. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include National Geographic Lindblad Expeditions, committed to connecting travelers deeper into the wonders of planet Earth, from Antarctica to the Galapagos Islands. More at natgeoexpeditions.com/cruises.
Live, local, and fiercely independent. This is KSKO, McGrath, KMGS, Anvik, KLOP, Holy Cross, KNKO, Shagluk, KGYA, Grayling, KNIB, Nikolai, KSKC, Crooked Creek, and KSKP, Sleep Mute. Link up to our Facebook page and stream us online at KSKOPublicRadio.com. Proudly serving the Western Interior for more than four decades. Also heard on KRFF, Fairbanks, KNNA, Nenana, KRLL, Circle, KTKF, Toke, and KEAALP Eagle.
Raiders and my hero right here on 89.5 KSKO. You know, folks, I just wish sometimes that you could hear the conversations we have off the air. They're not, I wouldn't say they're risque. They're just not stuff we can always put on the radio. But they're absolutely hilarious sometimes. And I just wish we had like a Candace and Paul off the air podcast. It would get interesting. How y'all doing this afternoon? You making it through a Friday? Okay, I hope so. 12-11 right now, 52 in McGrath, rain, upper 50s today for the upper Kuskokwim, 50 in Holy Cross right now with overcast skies, clouds today, rain and fog later on for the lower Yukon, highs in the mid-50s, in sleet mute, overcast in 52 right now, cloud scattered rain showers for the lower Kuskokwim today, rain tonight, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. 55 in Fort Yukon with overcast skies. Clouds scattered. Showers upper 50s to lower 60s today. 56 in Eagle right now. Showers, clouds, and near the mid-60s today. 52 and light rain in the Fairbanks Metro right now. Widespread showers and fog today for the Fairbanks Metro. Highs in the mid-50s. Anchorage, partly cloudy and 66. Highs in the lower to mid-60s today. You're already there. Once again, 52 in McGrath. Overcast right now. Rain. Highs near the upper 50s. Sunset at 11:09 tonight. Sunrise tomorrow at 5:48. Name that tune. Coming up in a little bit, here's Green Day and Bang Bang.
Kicks in the wrong side of nature. I wanna dance like I'm on the video. I got a fever for violent behavior. I'm sweating bullets like I'm on a Romeo. Shoot me up to Edmonton. I love my son. Testify like a lullaby of memories. Broadcasting live and it's on my radio. I got my photo bomb, I got my Vietnam. All on the line just like anybody else. Hey, 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 shoot me up to Emerson. I love my summer, I'm a man in my rainbow. Yeah, yeah, give me just a give me a broadcasting from my room. I'm playing with my toys. I'm a daddy's little psycho.
Bang Bang Green Day on KSKO 1216. Time for Name That Tune. If you're not familiar, we play the very beginning part of a song, and you got to identify the artist. The instrumental before the singing starts, the vocals. We are looking for the fourth caller with the correct answer. Not just the fourth caller. You got to be the fourth caller with the correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. Wherever you're listening from, you can play. If you're outside of McGrath, we'll mail you your prize. Candace is going to be the one answering the phone. And she's going to ask you the song you're hearing right now. She's going to ask you, she's going to say, KSKO song, title, and artist, please. Give her that right away, and she'll be able to tell you if you have a correct answer and what number caller you are. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. It's the infamous KSKO Name That Tune contest. I know a lot of people look forward to this. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. As we roll through a Friday afternoon. Again, take a listen to this. All right, we already have one correct answer. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We are looking for the song title and artist for this song. We have two correct answers already. The Peanut Gallery has squozen the pig to tell me we have two correct answers. And Mr. Butch Miller has arrived to help produce the afternoon show today. He's joining me in studio as he's inspecting that we're doing our job. All right. We have a winner. We have a winner. No more calls, please. No more calls, please. Sarah Dennis from Anchorage is our winner today. We didn't think this one would be that hard today. We've had a couple that were harder than we thought they'd be in the past. And, you know, we just want this to be fun. So We picked an easy one today. Sarah Dennis from Anchorage is our winner and was able to correctly identify this as CCR's Up Around the Bend.
Bring a song in.
to following businesses, support KSKO, and make public broadcasting across the interior possible. Donlin Gold, McGrath Trash and Refuse, the City of McGrath, and Northern Petroleum. Thank you for your support of KSKO. Steely Dan, Do It Again, right here on KSKO. If you have a song request, got my secretary here this afternoon, Candace. No, she's not. I'm just kidding. Candace has been invaluable to stuff here at the radio station. She happens to be here. So if you call and request a song, she might be the one that answers the phone. 524-3001, 1-800-605-KSKO. We're glad to play a song. People ask me when they call and say, can I request a song? Absolutely. Whenever we have a local DJ on, you can always request a song. And then the next question a lot of people ask is, well, what are you playing this afternoon? 9.5 times out of 10, we'll play whatever you want to hear. And I'll tell you what, Friday is an especially good day for off-the-wall oddball requests. Because, you know, what's a better way to cheer ourselves up and power us through the afternoon to get us to that 5 o'clock whistle, right? All right, weather time now, brought to you by Donlin Gold, whose motto is everyone going home safe and healthy every day. Overcast and 52 in McGrath. We are going to be warming up a little bit along the upper Kuskokwim, but we're not going to see a bunch of sunshine. Rain today, rain tonight for the upper Kusko. Highs in the mid to upper 50s today. Lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. Highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s tomorrow night. Cloudy. Chance of rain Sunday. Lower to mid 70s. Cloudy and mid 70s on Monday. Rain likely Monday night, Tuesday. More rain Wednesday and Thursday. Overcast and 50 in Holy Cross. The forecast for the lower Yukon and Anoka Valleys. We're looking at clouds today. Rain and fog this afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid-50s. Lows in the upper 40s tonight. For tomorrow, cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny. Just a slight chance of rain. Highs in the mid to upper 60s. Lows in the mid-50s. Rain on Sunday and Monday along the lower Yukon. Highs in the mid-60s. For sleet mute, overcast and 52 for the lower Kuskokwim. Cloud, scattered rain showers today. Rain tonight, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s tonight. Partly cloudy tomorrow during the day. Clear in the evening, becoming cloudy at night. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s tomorrow night. Cloudy. Chance of rain Sunday and Monday. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s Sunday. 60s on Monday for the lower Kusko. Fort Yukon, overcast and 55. For the Yukon Flats, cloudy scattered showers today. Rain this evening. Highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Lows in the mid-40s. Partly sunny tomorrow morning, becoming mostly cloudy. Highs in the lower to mid-60s. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s tomorrow night. Sunny on Sunday. Highs in the 70s. Clear. And it gets warm on Monday and Tuesday. It looks like Wednesday, too, for the Yukon Flats, mid-80s. Eagle, overcast in 56. Showers and clouds today. Highs near the mid-60s, lows in the mid-40s. Small chance of rain tomorrow morning, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-60s, lows near the mid-40s. Sunny, upper 70s on Sunday. Sunny, near the mid-80s on Monday in Eagle. Tuesday and Wednesday in Eagle, mid to upper 80s. Fort Wainwright and Fairbanks, light rain and 52. Showers and fog today for the Fairbanks Metro. Highs in the mid-50s, lows in the upper 40s. Cloudy tomorrow, rain in the morning. Highs in the lower 60s, lows in the upper 40s. Mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s Sunday. Partly cloudy, 80 on Monday for the Fairbanks Metro. In Anchorage, it's partly cloudy and 66 at Merrill Field. Highs in the lower to mid-60s with cloudy skies. More clouds tonight. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow. Highs in the 60s. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s tomorrow night. Mostly sunny in the morning, Sunday becoming partly cloudy, highs around 70. Cloudy on Monday in Anchorage, mid-60s to mid-70s. So as you can see, if you're traveling to Anchorage or Fairbanks outside of today for the Fairbanks Metro, travel's going to be pretty dry. It's going to be a little warm if you're headed to Fairbanks, but no rain. 52 in McGrath, overcast right now. Rain this afternoon, rain tonight, cloudy, chance of rain tomorrow. We're warming up. Mid to upper 50s today, upper 40s to lower 50s tonight, upper 60s to lower 70s on Saturday, mid 70s Sunday and Monday for the upper Kuskokwim. Sunset tonight at 11:09, sunrise tomorrow at 5:48. Eric Clapton on the way. Here is Stephen Stills. Nothing to do but today.
Our bodies are healthy, we can spend more time doing the things we love. Regular health checks can help catch diseases earlier and help manage chronic diseases better. You can schedule an appointment for routine cancer screenings, prescription refills, or adult vaccinations and other healthcare needs by calling 907-543-6442 in Bethel. In Villages, you can call your local clinic. More information at ykhc.org/preventative-care. This message is sponsored by YKHC.
The stars, pull one down for you, shine it on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems, but for now. Only in my dreams, and I can
crossing the tracks. Some people got high rises on their backs. I'm not broke, but you can see the cracks. You can make me perfect again.
On KSKO 1248, we're going to take a look at messages. I have a message for our KRFF listeners listening on the KRFF repeater in Toke. This may apply to some KZPA listeners as well. There's going to be a slow pitch, fast pitch softball tournament Labor Day weekend in Toke, August 30th to September 1st. If you're interested, reach out to Vince Paul or Danny Adams on Facebook. Closures for chum salmon subsistence fishing are as follows. In District 3 in the Innoko River, it became effective Wednesday, July 31st. Chum salmon subsistence fishing is closed. In Subdistrict 4A, Subdistrict 4A lower, 3/4 mile downstream from Old Paradise Village, upstream to Stink Creek, including Grayling and Anvik. Effective 12:01 a.m. tonight, chum salmon subsistence fishing will close. The gas station in McGrath is open 9 to noon and 3 to 6. Noon to 3 is for lunch, deliveries, and out-of-office work. And let's be honest, Matt could use a break. He deserves it, is what I mean. The Sally Joe Collins Museum in McGrath is open tomorrow, noon to 3, for those who often can't make it during the week. Admission is free. The museum will not be open today. We owe a debt to Sally Joe Collins and those involved who gathered up all the information and the people who've donated stuff. The museum is really an awesome treasure and an awesome resource in our community, in our region. There's lots of pictures, articles, lots of items, all kinds of stuff on display. And if you take Dean's Iditarod tour that she narrates, I guarantee you're going to learn something. If you're not registered to vote, the city of McGrath encourages you to do so. There's a city council election in October to fill vacant seats. There will also be a primary election August 20th in McGrath to vote for U.S. Rep, State Senator, and State Reps. You can register on the Division of Elections website or get a form at the Captain Snow Center. Doyon is holding a direct deposit drive now through September 6th. RM650 permits are available through the end of the business day, August 16th. You'll need a hunting license before getting a permit. Get your permit online at hunt.alaska.gov or through local vendors, the AC Store in McGrath, Fish and Game in McGrath, the city office in Nicolai, and the local vendor in Takotna. The city of McGrath is accepting bids on a white Chevy pickup that's been deemed surplus property. It's parked behind the city building next to the water plant. See the city office for more info. Brian Adams coming up. Here's George Harrison. Give me love.
Donlin Gold is a proud KSKO Kuskokwim level business member. We thank Donlin Gold for their support this year for Back to Bluegrass and the radio station. You can learn more about Donlin Gold on their website at donlingold.com.